The board for the Chilista Regional Native Corporation is asking for three members to step down for ethics violations. The board is publicly censuring three current directors and three past directors for breaking the ethics policy. The infractions include improperly spending per diem funds and falsifying meeting minutes. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
At its October meeting, the board set sanctions for the six individuals asking to be reimbursed for misused funds. There were a total of 11 directors investigated over a year-long period. Tom Leonard is Chilista's communication manager. He says the issue first came up after some complaints from shareholders.
The board hired an outside law firm to perform an exhaustive and comprehensive investigation into all the directors involved.
The findings were brought to the ethics committee for approval, then shown to each director individually. If those were rejected by the individual, the case went to the full board, which chose to publicly censure six. Other directors investigated may have been punished, but Leonard says those findings are still private. The ethics committee says that current director Arthur Heckman Sr. should reimburse Chilista for more than $7,000 in improper spending and step down from the board. They say he aided improper hiring and gave false information about the cancellation of a 2012 meeting. Michael Aguilare is asked to reimburse $455 and step down. He too voted to falsify minutes, according to the committee. They say that current member Joanne Werning voted to falsify minutes but is not accused of misusing funds. Leonard says that none of those directors have resigned as of yesterday. Past director William Igulak is asked to pay back more than $2,000 related to excessive per diem spending and improper lodging and car rental funds. The board wants Felix Hess to pay back $559. They say he engaged in improper nominating activities and failed to appear for the Chilista call-in show. And finally, the committee says that Harley Sundown voted to falsify minutes. He is not accused of improper spending. All six voted to falsify meeting minutes. Leonard said one incident took place in May of this year when specific members falsified that record. He adds that changing minutes is a big deal.
Corporate meeting minutes are records, are legal records for the corporation or for the board. The board has very detailed ethics policies that they must abide by. Anytime a board member votes to falsify corporate meeting minutes is definitely a serious allegation that must be reviewed and investigated.
In determining the level of per diem abuse, the law firm looked at things like financial receipts and corporate records.
So it was something that was very detailed, very comprehensive. They looked at a number of different details, and you know, these findings were not reached easily. This was a very detailed investigation.
Leonard notes that the full ethics policy and the censure information is available at Chilista's website. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.